Turn off the lights and light a candle. Yeah, no. All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good all that. How's everybody doing this morning? Yeah, it's been a minute, but guess what? I'm back. I'm back, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I'm feeling like I'm always going to say, I'm feeling blessed, humbled, everything. You know, in our life and our journeys, you know, people are there and people go and people come back, and then people talk about you, people don't talk about you. It's just how you perceive life for the most part. And I think I'm at that part where, you know, I care, but I really don't. Because you know, when you're in your own avenue now, everybody's going to speculate what's next. And then you always just, you know, you pray and you take all the things that you learned over your life and you try to just make the best of it. And that's what I always tell people. Like, yesterday was hard. Last month may have been hard. Today may be hard, but make the best of it that you can. And that's the way that we move on. We move forward in life. And that's what life is always about. That's one of my favorite phrases ever, just moving forward. And you always got to keep moving forward. And it's just been a blessing for me, and I just been just living life. So, you know, being back and trying to get into the podcast again, it's not an easy feat, especially when you're thinking about a lot of things that's been happening around you. And you want to try to connect with the people listening as much as possible. I'm giving you guys a little insight. So what I came up with is I asked a question a couple weeks ago, and it was, does happiness equal success, or does success equal happiness? You know, and it's kind of like they go hand in hand in a way, but they don't. So most people, I think I got like 40-something people that answered. And when they answered, you know, happiness equals success. And I thought about it, and I read a lot of books. And when you're thinking about stuff like that, you think about all the people you're reading about. And I disagree, but I can't agree, and I think you can meet in the middle when you're talking about stuff like that. When I think about last week, for instance, I'm getting my fitness on right now, and it's really good for me. You know, I'm doing CrossFit and doing stuff like that, and when you're doing stuff like that, it's challenging because now you're doing something that you never really done in life. I've always been a competitor and always been an athlete, but you haven't really pushed yourself. And then in reading the David Goggins book, and if you haven't read that book, yeah, I got an inner David Goggins in me, man. That's beast mode. And it pushes you to another level when you're in like CrossFit and people around type of thing. And I did that, and I was doing it, and I'm doing very well and everything like that. And then I said, hold up. So I ran a mile the other day, and I was like, okay, this was cool, up a hill. And I seen this other guy, he was running, and he passed me up, and I didn't like that at all. Hold up. So I ran another lap, and then so I left that alone, you know. So then I went to the track. And we're talking about happiness and successful. So I woke up 5 o'clock in the morning, cold. Didn't really want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, that morning, Sunday morning. Didn't really want to do it, but I did. And then that made me feel successful. Now, did it make me feel happy? No. Now, went to the track, got there, stretched, ran a mile, felt good. Now I'm happy. I'm happy now because I was successful in running a mile, jogging a mile, by the way, a little bit walking here and there. But then I didn't stop there. I had that David Goggins in me, and I ran another mile. Then he came back around, and I ran another mile. I I was happy. I felt successful. I was talking mess to everybody like, you ain't got nothing on me. I can do it. And then I woke up the next day. That was my inner 25-year-old self talking. But it felt good still to accomplish something. And that's where you want to say happiness means, let's see what happiness means. I looked it up. I just want to make sure I remember. I mean, it's just plain and simple. The state of being happy. We all know what happy being is, it's a feeling. You know, you have that in you. Now, success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So you can just be happy to wake up in the morning. But do you feel successful till you start doing something with your day? I'm happy. I feel blessed that God gave me another day. I wake up in the morning. There we go. Now it's time to meditate or drink my water, work out. And that makes me feel successful to have my day, to feel better about my day. And then at the end of the day, I can be happy about being successful with all the stuff that I did. So I, if that makes a little sense to you guys, because I don't know with you guys, and let me say this before moving forward, if you guys have any comments or have any suggestions or anything, you guys can go ahead and email me at jeffreysonnow@gmail.com, or, you know, if you have my number, text me if you need it. You know, it's not hard to get in contact with anything. You guys got any such suggestions or comments, because I'm always about that. But when you think, and that's what I'm thinking about, when people said their happiness equals their success, I think they're thinking about an inner you. They're not thinking about a successful you. I always said that success doesn't want to be found. You have to go find it. And that's a true story. Happiness is everywhere. Success is not. People are not always successful because you might not be happy most of the time when you're trying to be successful. And that's just the real truth. And that's why you can't really put the two together, but you can, because let's just say like this. I'm happy right now because I'm doing a podcast. Do I feel like my podcast is successful? Yeah, in a way, to me, because if one person listens, I'm cool. So if you're looking for a different person, a different way of looking at happiness, and to say this story, when you're younger and you're in elementary school, when I was in elementary school, I was just happy to be outside, to be playing games, to be doing all this. I didn't start thinking about successfulness equals happiness till like maybe junior high, because now you have to make the team. And if I didn't make the team, I wasn't happy. I didn't feel successful. And nowadays, if you look at nowadays with social media and how these kids are being brought up now, elementary school, your success leads to your happiness more now than ever. And it's because the parents and the society, the world, is pushing the kids to be successful earlier on in life. People keep on saying that they want kids to be kids. But hey, no, because you got this parent over here already dressing their daughter up in makeup and dance class or modeling. And that's what's making the kids grow up. And then how do you, that's their success turning into your happiness now, really. And that's what we need to look at and to really guard that in your life. As you grow older and as you get better day by day, with your fitness, health, and everything like that. And the Dalai Lama, I think he says it the best. He says you have to invest in different parts of your body and your life. I don't think many people think of our bodies, our lives, as a business, as a stock market, as an investment. Like, what you put in is what you get out. When you're enjoying life. I just came from a wedding. Congratulations again to Angel and Sarita. It was a beautiful wedding. But you can see their happiness because of what they put in is what they're getting out. You can see it from their family. You can see it from their friends. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's how you have to look at your life, is that what you put in to make yourself happy is what you're going to get out to make yourself feel successful. And that's where I get when people say happiness equals success. Because they're trying to be happy about, if I see my daughter, she does something silly, I'm happy. Does that make me a successful parent? I mean, at the moment, yes. But the next minute she could want something and I say no. Then all the happiness from her and the joy goes out the window. So what do we do? And I was looking at things and looking just around just about happy people. I came across something and it was my happiness, my success comes for the joy and the inspiration and the motivation of not just myself, but others. And let me tell you this, I was inspired by this because people don't have legs. People don't have sight. People go across the country, don't want to, but they fight for our freedom. And other people in different countries, they fight for your freedom or whatever. You go through a situation and somebody's always doing worse than you are. And then I stop and I think about this. And it was just so crazy because my daughter's, I was washing her hair. And I haven't washed her hair, you know, I'm dad, whatever. That's her mom thing. But I was washing her hair because her hair just needed to be washed. And I just got really emotional. Because I was like, how blessed is she and how blessed am I to be able to do this? Some parents take care of their kids past 35 because they kids are disabled and they're happy. That's their success in life. And that was crazy, like that, how we take that for granted. And I'm watching this video about all these Special Olympics and everything like that, and how happy I already am just by watching them, because I'm inspired by their happiness because they're successful at something. And so that's where we got to keep it at right there. If you're not happy about what you're successful at, or you're not successful yet, and it's not making you happy, go get inspired. So many things for you to go, YouTube, Instagram, this TikTok. You can go to the library. You can go around in the mall. You can go anywhere and you can become
inspired
and motivated to be a better you. And that's what it's always about being a better you. And that's it for this one. And thank you guys for listening in the afternoon, in the morning, in the evening. I appreciate you guys in any kind of way. And once again, if you guys have any questions or comments, go ahead and hit me on Jeffrey's On Now at gmail.com and Facebook or Instagram on Jeffrey's On. And make sure you guys stay positive. And let you guys know, man, just off the top of my heart, man, I really do appreciate you guys. You guys inspire me on your Instagrams and everything like that. You guys motivate me. And make sure you're telling yourself the same thing, because you guys are successful and that makes me happy. And I hope to keep that going around in a circle so we can make the world a better place, because that's what it's about. So remember, like always, you are beautiful, you are strong, and you are great. Peace.